take us up the path of Tav and briefly establish a temple in Yesod. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you may want to dial it back and check out episode 35, The Temple in Malkut, before moving forward. Also, if you're driving, I recommend keeping your eyes open and also on the road. For those of you who are not driving or who are at a very long stoplight, go ahead and close your eyes. Relax your shoulders. Lift your foot up off the brake. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to go into the temple in Malkut. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can get there. There's a lot of fun ways that people have to get there. Sometimes people will call a spirit animal who will take them away to their sacred place, or they'll find some way of transporting there. I'm going to show you one way that I like to get to mine. It's sort of the opposite of the way that we went through in episode 35, in that it's very quick and very simple, where in episode 35 you had to walk a lot, burn yourself, be reborn in water and all of that before you could knock on the door to your temple in Malkut. Once you've done that, and once you've established within your psyche that to enter into your temple in Malkut means to leave behind the temporal concerns momentarily, it really helps to clear up as much energy as possible in the mind, if you will, or the brain body, to focus on the establishing of your own inner temple. So again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just ignore this next part, maybe come back to it another time, but check out episode 35 about establishing the temple in Malkut, because it goes on a little more about it. For now, close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, lift up your hands and put them on the surface of the altar at the center of your temple in Malkut. Feel the temperature, the texture. What is it made of? Is it wood or glass? Is it stone? Is it metal? Is it crystal? What is it? I'm asking you, because I don't know. You don't have to say out loud. Just feel it. And what does it smell like there? What incense is burning? Good. Are there candles on the altar? Okay, what does it look like? Okay, what shadows it? There we go. Now you see it. There you go. What is the eastern wall? Okay. Now to the left, the northern wall. What is that? Okay. Now it's really starting to come into view. Oh, I know. Yours is no walls, but I was talking to the rest of the people that have walls. Now turn around. What's in the west? Good. Some of you have a waterfall back there. That's good. All right. It's coming into focus. Crisper now. Now, maybe one or two of you might have noticed that it's not exactly the way you would like it. So go ahead and take a moment. How would you like it? What would you rather be wearing? Okay, good. How about the floor? Yeah, you can just change it. That's fine. Generally earth tones, but if you want to have that crazy color, go for it. Yeah, it's okay. You'd be liberated. If this is your temple of Malkut, it is. Some of you might have just a clearing with some rocks. Some of you might be on a mountaintop. Some of you in an old castle or church. Some of you in a cave. Some of you inside of a great hollowed out tree. All of these are correct, as long as it's yours. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Coming up to the central altar now, getting nice and tall, closing the eyes and visualizing your temple in Malkut, moving to your feet and reaching up above your head, drawing down the light from the crown. Oto Malkut Vigevorol Vigedulol Leolam Amen. And walking to the east, actually taking the steps, one step at a time. Now you're in the east. Good. Drawing the earth, banishing pentagram, the light, blue light, flames, reaching up, drawing down, projecting forward, the archangels vibrating with you. Lord, hail, long hail. Sign of silence, and drawing with your thumb that white line, walking one step at a time. What do your feet look like? All the way to the south, drawing another blue pentagram, reaching up, drawing down, projecting forward, stepping with the left foot. Adonai. Sign of silence. Stab the center. Draw the white line to the west. What does the west look like? How many steps? There you go. Drawing the pentagram. Sign of silence. Stab the center. Draw the line to the north. One step at a time. Drawing the pentagram. Reaching up. Drawing down. Projecting forward. Sign of silence. Finishing the circle. Optional sign of silence. Some of you are in that habit. Coming back around to the central altar facing east. Before me stands Raphael. Now remember, we're banishing, so the archangels are facing outward. Behind me stands Gabriel. And on the astral, you can see behind you, so you see the blue and orange. On my right, Mikhail. On my left, Uriel. For before me flames the pentagram, and behind me shines the six-rayed star. Ato Malkut Migvoron Migdolo Leolonin. Now approaching the east. There in the center of the east, if you had a table there, maybe just move it away from the wall a little bit, or have it disappear, whatever works better for you. There is a door, or maybe for you it's an opened curtain, a veil, or for you it's just a doorway hovering there, since it's just a clearing with some rocks, there's no wall. For you over there, it's going to be a stone archway right there in the middle. Okay. And above it is the letter Tav. And to the left is another opening of some kind, whichever archway or veil parting. And there's above it a shin. And on the right, another one. And there's a kof. Okay. We're not going to worry about those two right now. Maybe later. Not in this episode. Okay. So we're parting the veil or opening the door under the Tav in the center of the eastern wall in the temple in Malkut. And behold, the Bukti universe card. There is Isis Sandalphon, the great goddess Eve, if you will, receiving from all of the tree of life, dancing into space-time, all forces in perfect harmony. She twirls the batons of yin and yang, of Joaquin and Boaz, the black and white. She receives the influence from the crescent crown above her head. Her legs form a cross. About her is a blue scarf which conceals her gender. Okay, so we've got 12 different colored spheres around her, representing the 12 signs of the zodiac. We've got the man in the upper left representing air. We've got the eagle in the upper right representing water. We've got the ox on the lower left representing earth. And we've got the lion in the lower right representing fire. We've got 72 little white lights around that same oval that the 12 different colored spheres are arranged in. Very good. You're still standing in your temple in Malkuth, though, and you're looking at this, and it's on the other side of the doorway. Now, we're going to walk up to it. We're going to draw the letter Tav in white in the air right there in that doorway itself, and we're going to project with the sign of the Enterer, just Tav. And let's go with the divine names of Yesod, since that's the higher of the two spheres attached to the path of Tav. Shadael Chai Gavriel Kerubim. And the divine names associated with Saturn, which is the heaven of Isaiah for the path of Tav. Yodiv of Elohim Zavkiel Aralim. And stepping forward with the sign of the Enterer, projecting through the doorway into the path of Tav, turning around and closing the veil or door behind you. Once again, you're in your temple in Malkuth, facing east, looking at the image of the universe card. Perform the sign of the Enterer, stepping through, turning around and closing the door behind you. Once again, you're in your temple in Malkuth, facing east, looking at the universe card. You're going to step through with the sign of the Enterer, project into the universe card, turn around, and close the door or veil behind you. Now, turn around, and behold the universe. Stars, galaxies in all directions. You look down at your feet, a sense of vertigo until you realize you are stable. You stand upon a 3-foot-wide path of indigo-painted bricks, like a yellow brick road, only indigo and hovering in space. Beneath the bricks, past your feet, is more stars. Stars below, stars above, stars to the right, stars to the left, stars behind you, stars in front of you. The path has a vanishing point directly in front of you. You begin to walk on the path, walking what feels like eastward, even though that concept doesn't really apply here in space. One step at a time, looking down at your feet. Perhaps the red socks, the black robe. One step at a time, shoulders relaxed, and looking toward the vanishing point, on the indigo brick path, you see a man in yellow walking towards you. He seems nice. No cause for alarm. As you approach, you realize he has your same face. This man is archetypal air. He is the cherub of air. He is also the sun in his rising. Springtime. You receive a blessing. You take a deep breath. For a moment, you experience what it is like to be him, in the place of absolute mind beyond mind, incorruptible. You thank him and nod, perform any appropriate great sign. And he passes you, and you continue to walk along the indigo brick path, stars all around you. In front of you in the distance, something red. Walking towards you, a lion. A ferocious red lion, but you are not afraid. He stops in front of you, and you in front of him, and you nod. And you feel the redness of your own blood, the fire that will that darts and flashes through the hidden depths of the universe, your own true inner fiery nature. You place your hand on the nape of the lion's neck and place your forehead against his, and he growls and you feel it in your heart. You receive the blessing of fire and you thank him and you bow and continue to walk as he passes you by. Walking on the indigo bricks, starry night sky all around. In front of you in the distance, you see a large teal blue eagle. Sharp eyes. He flies towards you and lands in front of you quickly. He lowers his neck, and you know exactly what to do. You climb upon his back and you hold on, and he lifts you up off the path, up into the heights, down into the depths, to every different possible world. You and the eagle look to a pink star, and immediately you arrive, and you see the crystalline palaces and the outer planets. And you see the ghost-like fiery beings in the rainbow aura, and then to another, and to another star, to Sirius, the three stars, one collapsed into a diamond, one white and one blue, and the beings that dwell there in the subtle realms. And finally, when you are uplifted and smiling at all of the infinite joyous journeys and sorrowful ones which you are sure to experience and to remember having experienced, the eagle returns you to the path, and with this great blessing of water, this contentment to be in present time, however it may seem, remains with you, and you thank the eagle, and you understand now the sharpness in the eye and the smile, and the eagle flies away. You continue to walk on the indigo brick path with the starry night sky all around. And in front of you, you see a black bull. The bull sits down on the path, and you stop. And you wonder how you're going to get around this thing. And then you remember the red socks, and you remember the red handle on the sword of the Hyrus, and you remember how to make the world turn, and you reach into a pocket you just realized you had, and you pull out a big red cloth you just realized you had, and you start to hold it up in the air going, "Toro, Toro!" And the bull stands up, and he runs right past you, and you get out of his way just in time. And you continue walking. And you reach the end of the path, and you see a black pillar on the left and a white pillar on the right, and facing you in between, a lady of light, a lady of light blue light, dancing. Dancing the cosmos into and out of existence. And you step into that place where she stands, and you turn around and cross your arms over your chest, and suddenly you have more than two arms and more than two legs, and you too are dancing with the Shekinah. You are dancing as Senju Kanon, the thousand-armed one, the Shekinah. Every time a hand comes to help, that is your hand as well. And you sink back beyond and turn around, closing the door behind you, and behold, you are in a new space. A new space. What does it look like? Oh, it's white light. It looks like it's got a regular amount of walls. It's got a floor and a ceiling, and it's all white walls. Oh, now it's starting to come into focus. Oh, you sewed, right? You sewed has different shades of purple, and in the king scale, the highest scale, deep indigo blue. Okay, 9 is a sacred number here. Luna is a sacred planet. Now it's coming into focus. It's yours, yours and yours alone. Make it as you will. Once upon a time, mine was on a planet of silver sand, and it was made of a blue crystal pyramid, and there was a light that shot out of the roof. Once upon a time, mine was purple and arabesque, complete with the crescent on top. It's yours. Make it your own. Let it come into form. Maybe it's like the temple in Malkuth, but different, an octave higher. What is this place, this Yesod? Well, if you're familiar with, you don't have to subscribe to, but if you're familiar with Judeo-Christian symbolism, the temple in Malkuth was like the tabernacle. This temple is like the Holy of Holies. And when you're ready, declare in the name of Shaddai El-Hai, this is your temple in Yesod.